I'm joined by Kay's manager, Alan Dowson, after this evening's 3-1 win over Met Police. Alan, it was your first win as manager. It was the club's first win in a long, long while. You must be delighted.
Yeah, very much pleased, a lot happier than I was on Saturday, obviously, and about the result. But I think we've been having this result coming. And like I said, I'm more happy about the players, and I'm happy about the supporters and everybody connected with the club. I've got to come on here, and when things go bad, I feel so I've got to take the blame. But because things have went well tonight, I owe that to the players who've been putting the work in, and obviously the supporters who have been in the last three games and been absolutely fantastic. So I'm more pleased for them than I am for myself, and we'll just keep working hard.
Was it not just the victory that pleased you today, but more the manner of the victory?
Yeah, because we could have bottled things tonight. We could have done, we could have actually folded again. When we went 2-0 up, we got that goal. And I think a lot of teams would have folded because the pressure the players have been under, winning two games in 23 and losing the last three under my managementship. I think the players could have folded, but they never in a short character. And we've just got to work on one or two things. We've got to knuckle down on the training ground on Thursday on one or two things I'm not happy about. And then we'll work hard from there. But the most important thing now is to get rest for the players, get them trained properly and head on to Saturday's game.
We spoke on Saturday about Saïd Sonko. We said that he looked lively on Saturday, but for half hour tonight he was something else.
Brilliant, and I appreciate Glenn Cockrell again, who's here tonight, so he must have been impressed, because if he wasn't here, I would have said he had a stinker. But, you know, he's good, he got a whack on the foot, but we're hoping that he'd be absolutely fine. But he's a great lad, and we're delighted to have him here, and he can stay as long as he wants.
Also, I was going to ask you, you touched on it there, he hobbled off at half-time looking in quite bad shape. Is he going to be a worry for Saturday, or is he likely to bounce back?
He'll bounce back. He's a strong boy with a great attitude, and he's got a big future in the game. And he's hurt, and you know, he's disappointed because he thought he could have scored more goals, which is fine. But he'll be all right. He's a strong lad.
Gary Drewitt was the sponsor's man of the match tonight. It must have been a hard choice. There were good performances all over the park. Who stood out for you?
I thought Drewitt worked very hard, like he has done in the games I've had him, and we missed him on Saturday, to be fair. But I thought Neil Lampton ran his socks off into the ground, and I thought even Kirky, who doesn't get a lot of mentions, he's not the sort of player to get mentions, he's not, because you know he's not a flair player, if you want to call it like that. But he's come in and done a hard job, and he's organised and done very well, so I'm pleased. Busio, come on. He'd done a good job for her. He didn't like playing where he had to play, but it's things like that, and it's character, and character always comes through at the end.
Luke Garrard as well made a great save at 3-1. If that had gone in, then it might have been a different story.
It was a good save, but it was pathetic marking. Just that was the goal. It was a pathetic goal to concede, and it's things what we've got to work on. But it was a good save, and I'm pleased for Luke because he's been conceding a lot of goals lately, and you know, it should give him confidence now. He doesn't lack confidence, he's a strong character, but it was a great save, yeah.
You don't seem the sort of person to rest on your laurels. It was a great win tonight, but now we've got to follow it up in the next few games.
I'll forget about it tomorrow. I'll have a couple of pints of Guinness tonight, then I'll forget about it tomorrow, then I'll plan for Saturday. I'll go down to Sitting Bone tomorrow to watch them, and it's that important because the club's in that important position where we are in the league. It's not, the league table doesn't lie, that's where we are, and we've got to do something about it, and I've got to spearhead it, and I've got to work my socks off just as well as the players. So after tonight, it's forgotten about. Delighted for a win, delighted for a football club, the chairman, everybody what goes with it. But if you think I'm going to get carried away, and I'll make sure the players weren't, because they'll know by my reaction on Thursday what we have got to do for Saturday's game.